Hey, on the days. Lines on the bottom. Last word. Last two words. Rab Idi. Avua de Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Rabbi Idi, who was the father of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Idi. Habi Rogel de Habi Ozul Tlosa Yarchi Baurcha. Vekad Yoima Bebe Rav. He used to travel 3 months. And he would spend one day there by yeshiva. So he would leave right after Pesach to go to yeshiva. It would take him 3 months to get there. He would stay for one day. He would turn around and go back home. He should be back home to be with his wife. So he had to go home for Sukkot. So it took 3 months to get back. So he was there for one day. Habikarli Rabbanon, the Tamidim and the Yeshiva called him Bar Be Rav de Chad Yoyma. He's the member of the Yeshiva for one day. Cholish Daite, so he felt bad. They were labeling him a one day Talmud. Korya Nafshe, Schoikli Re'eu Eheya. They're making, I'm the source of, people make fun. So the end of the pasuk is that if somebody which people make fun of and he called out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu listens to him. Amalei Rabbi Yechon said to him, "B'matusa minon minoch, please, l'tanish lehu rabbanon, don't punish them. Means you're going to daven that you're upset at them. You're going to daven, but they listen to you and punish the other members of Beis Medrash." So what did Rabbi Yechon do? Nafak Rabbi Yechon lebei midrasha b'dorash. Said a drasha. I see yom yidroshum, medas teracha yechpotsum. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says about himself that the people seek him. I see an eye. Yom yidroshum. Each day they seek me. Medas teracha yechpotsum. They desire to know what my ways. Do we only seek a Kadosh Baruch Hu by day and not by night? It's saying a person seeks him Kadosh Baruch Hu for one day, that's equivalent of a greater amount. He finds similar, the Bereshim has on Haga in the opposite direction. You're going to have the punishment of the 40 years in the Midbar corresponding to the time that it spent, the days that it spent you to look over the land. But it was 40 days, not 40 years. Why were they punished with 40 years? 40 days. So you're playing with fire. The Mor is basically telling you that we define a person that one day can be the defining element of a person. It could be a defining element of a person in both directions. Take Rashi. It was a distance of 3 months travel. He would leave his home after Pesach. It would take 3 months to get there. Learn there for one day. And then he would turn around and go back to be able to be home for Sukkot, because the chiyuv of being Sameach Ishta on Yom Tov. Okay. Back until the Hilchosah. So Mishnah said that what is a katan? So Machlokes in Beisham and Beisilo. Beisham says that a katan is somebody that can't even ride on the father's shoulders. That's the katan, which is potter. But if he's old enough, he can ride on his father's shoulders. He's chayev. And Beisilo says he has to be old enough that he can walk, holding onto the father's hand. Masu Ula Rabbi Zeira. So, And we define this is all talking about from Yerushalayim up to the Beis Hamikdash. So we're discussing if he can make that leg of the trip. How can he make that leg of the trip? But you know, they didn't start from Yerushalayim. They started from all over Israel. So ad hocha man asya.
But when we say Yerushalayim, what part of Yerushalayim? I mean, could make a real difference. No?
Theoretically, I would say the exit points from Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says we're talking about the mitzvah b'chiyav of Aliyah l'regel. So how did he get here to this point? So obviously we're talking about a child which is able to leave his mother and be away from his mother for a week. Right? So if he's able to leave a child who's old enough to be able to leave his mother for a week, which means he didn't have to nurse, etc., was old enough to hold on to his father's hands. So what exactly is this discussion about riding the father's shoulders? It's an irrelevant point. So I'm like, Baya, no. The mother is a chiyuv simcha and yom tov also. So she came along. I see, say, ime, the mother came along. She has a chiyuv to be the Yerushalayim and eat together with. She has a chiyuv aliyah l'regel because she has a chiyuv simcha to be with her husband. But the chiyuv of bringing the korban she doesn't have. If he can make the last leg of the journey, holding on to the father's hand. But till then, the family traveled as a family. So Reb Zera understood that they didn't travel as a family. The mother stayed behind because it's Mitzvah Shazman Groma. And only the father went. So if the child was able to leave for that long time from the mother, obviously we're talking about a little bit older child already. So the more Heshev Rebbe, Tachas Beis Hillel, Ludibri Beis Shammai. So Rebbe representing Beis Hillel, because he's a few generations after them, the Mechokes Beis Hillel, those yeshivas were no longer arguing, but Rebbe representing Beis Hillel asked the question of Beis Shammai. Says Mechana Loyalos, so the Psukim say that she gave birth to Shmuel, and she didn't go up with him, Loyalos, with Elkanah. She said, "Leishot her husband, Ad Yigomel Hanar." I'm going to wait till I wean the child. And I will bring him up to the base of Mikdash, and then when I bring him up, then he's going to stay. Shmuel was old enough that he could go al Ksefer Shalaviv. So when the Shammai, it's going to be spare. Why wasn't Shmuel chayiv in chinuch? Why wasn't Elkanah chayiv in the chinuch of Shmuel to take him up to the Beis Hamikdash? Amalei Avua. So Rabbeinu Kaddish's father, which is Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, said to Rabbi, "Well, the Tamech, and according to your understanding of the pesukim, tikshul cha chanagufa milo mechayiv b'simcha." We have this idea which Abai just mentioned, that the woman has the chiyuv simcha to go up to, with her husband also. So what does it mean? Chana was saying, "I'm staying home." How do you understand the idea of Chana staying home? Elo Chana mefankusa yiserza chazi be bishmuel v'choshe be bishmuel l'chulsha d'urcha. She saw that he had a fussiness, which was Yisersa, which was a lot. He's much more of a fussy, delicate child than the average child, and she was concerned that the travel would be damaging to him. So it's a question of the damage to the child. Obviously, there's no chiyuv, and therefore she was allowed to stay home. So there's no kashan b'shama either. So there's no kashan b'shama. Zot the Gemara. Boy, Rabbi Shimon. So Shimon has a shayla. Katan chigir ledibri beishamai. Vesuma ledibri shneihem. Mahu. You have a child which can ride on his father's shoulders according to Bishami, but the child has difficulty walking. So an adult who's a chigur is parted from going l'regel. Now you have a child where his lameness is irrelevant according to Bishami because the shear depends on being carried on the father's shoulders. According to Beis Hillel, it goes up holding on to the father's hand, seeing the child is blind, which an adult person who's blind is putter from Leah the Regal. But a child who goes up holding on to the father's hand, the fact that he's blind will not prevent him from going, because he has it all on to him. Okay, so that was his question. So what's the halacha? Are they chayav or not? So Morris says, one second. Hey, Chidami, what's the scenario? We're talking about a lameness which will not get better, or a blindness which is not going to recover. So he's going to be thus as a gadol. He's going to be chigur and assumer as a gadol. So hashta gadol potter, cotton me boy. If he be a gadol already, he'd be potter. There's no chiyuv to mecharech him to do something which he's potter from doing when he's a gadol. So what's the shaila? So Mar says, no, the case, you're right, that's not the case. Tzricha, where do we need to discuss the case? Bechigur sheyochel is pashet. Right now he's a chigur. But potentially, by the time he becomes a gadol, he's going to be healed from his lameness. B'sumah sheyochel is patech, and the same thing with the blindness, which is possible to recover by the time he becomes a gadol.
It's an interesting question, because I mean, wouldn't you say, gee, everyone can recover, you know, kalach tzvila?
You're right. Pashas, you say you go, the more is when you go with the derech ha-teva. So, is there a chi of chinuch in that situation? Because when he comes to Godel, he would be, potentially going to be chayiv. Or, do you say, but right now, we deal with a katan in a state of chinuch as if he'd be a gadol. Well, if we deal with a katan in the state of chinuch as if he'd be a gadol, well, if he'd be a gadol right now, he's potter. Right now, he's lame. Right now, he's blind. So, the Rambam has a tshuva where he learns up to there's a machlokes. The machlokes between the two shitas in Siman Tov Reishon and Vav, I think it is, in the Hilchos Dalad Minim. So there's a locha by Dalad Minim, it has to be lochem, it has to be yours. We have a problem in Chutz Loretz, you have a problem that you have to have lochem the first 2 days. If you give a lulav to the katan, you give your Dalad Minim to the katan, it becomes the katan's. The cotton can be cut, but he can't be marked the back. So if you give it to him on day one, you make it his, he can't give it back to you. And day two, it's no good. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not a problem because we hold during Chol HaMoed already borrowed the Lulav's kosher. So I can have all the adults in the family use it, be marked it to the cotton, and he can use it, and then I'll borrow it back from him during Chol HaMoed.
But is the problem in Yerushalayim?
Or in Yerushalayim, in the Mikdash. There's a din of lechem and kol shiva. So what do you do? In other words, what's the shaila? Can you do chinuch in a way which is not? Can I be mechanic a child to do a mitzvah in a way which he wouldn't be yotze to the mitzvah? And he's a gadol. Because it's not give it to him without being makta to him. So the machlokes are paiskim over there, achrayim over there. Marshall learns the machlokes is. Is the pshat and chinuch we deal with a child right now as if he's a gadol, or we train a child to do something so he'll be used to doing it when he becomes a gadol? So he says, if it's the second way, we can give it to him without being marked to him, and he'll do it. If it's we deal with him as if he's a gadol already, so as a gadol he can't be used to this way. So you can't do chinuch that way. You'd have to be marked to him. If you can't, you'd have to get another. You have to get a special set for the child. To do it as if he's a god. He learns that's the machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah is machri over there that you can give it to without making lochem, which means the ikar is the ikar is training him for when he's a gadol. Not if he's a, you don't deal with him as if he's a gadol right now. So, Pasha, that's the shayla over here, this Gemara. Right? It was, right now he's a chigur and he's pot. So you deal with him as if he's a gadol, he's pot. But if you, if the point is train him now, because when he becomes a gadol, he's going to be chayiv, because but then he'll be healed. So then it's shaykh mitzvah chinuch, even though right now he's right. So Amar Abaye Kol Hechad the Gadol Mechayiv Miraisa Katanami Mechanchelay Mirabonan Kol Hechad the Gadol Potter Miraisa Mirabonan Katanami Potter. So Pashat Amar is saying that you deal with him as if he's a gadol, and right now he's a gadol, he's Potter. So. But the Mishmur passes the other way. So I think Ramosha has something about that in the Shuvah. I don't recall it. The Pasha, that's the Pasha, that's the Shalat of the Gemara.
So a gadol who's temporarily injured is better for the duration.
Yes.
And a child that's currently a kiddur will not be later.
Well, that's the question. If the mitzvah chinuch is apparent for when he's a gadol, by the time he's a gadol, he's not going to be a chigur anymore. So I have a chiyuv to mechanuch him, or no? I can't be mechanuch him right now. There's no mitzvah chinuch because he's not chayiv. Had he been a gadol,
and then of course the issue of the second child.
Yes, that's all. Talking about you have one son. Yeah. You have two sons. All bets are off. Yeah. You're going to have to go with the Mishabura if you have two sons. Or by Sakrashi. Atachaman Asya, till here, who brought him? I say. Atachaman I say, Bach puts in. Ah, Yerushalayim, mi havioi, baloi mishahu yochol, liyar schutz mi ima yochol, lechus biat aviv. If you tell me he can leave his mother for such a duration of time, obviously he's old enough that he can walk with holding his father's hands. The distance you have to go from Yerushalayim up to Harabayis. That's where the chinuch starts. About Yerushalayim, mi aviv, but who got him to hear? The father, not the mother. So Bais says, no. The mother's also chayv, mechayv b'simcha. Lalas the regal, v'lismayach b'chagim bala. She has a chiyuv to be in a state of simcha, which means with her husband. Lalas simcha needs tabu noshim, d'chsiv, v'samach tato b'secha. Which Chazal understands is referring to the wife.
So she... A little confused to me. This simcha. I mean, it sounds like there's an emphasis, like on in Bala, like as opposed to that she has a independent mitzvah of, you know, eating from the shlamim.
Right.
Is that a correct understanding? So she doesn't have to eat from the shlamim. She just has to be with her husband.
Well, that's a good question because the Gemara says in Psochim. That it's a Gemara Psachim and it's a Gemara Kedushin, really. The more discussed is a woman chayiv and simcha. It's a mitzvah she has a man grama, which a woman chayiv. So what the Abaya says back, this is that no, Baal Masamcha, it's a chayiv and the husband to be misameach the wife, it's not a chayiv and the wife to be besimcha. And the more says, and how are you misameach? You're misameach with Vigdi Tzibonim, not with Korban Shlomim. Here Rashi seems to say that it's going on the Pasha, but Rashi is saying it to the over here Tosha just raises it as a point. I mean, it's two ways to say the point. Rashi says in Kedushin, it doesn't mean Shalmei Simcha. Over here Rashi seems to understand it means the Shlomim, or the Moriz Masha doesn't mean Shlomim. But the real issue is that the Mormon says Bala Masamcha, but here it seems that she's Chayiv. So if you learn the Gemara, I mean, Mitzad, the Sugya works, because if the Bala is Mechayiv to Misameach her with Shlomim, he's got to take her alone to Misameach her with Shlomim. He's Mechayiv to Misameach her with Bidit Sivayim, so he can leave, give her Bidit Sivayim and leave.
Well, Nafkaminos nowadays.
I understand.
So, the question of going to Uman.
Nobody goes to Uman for sukkahs.
No, I'm saying,
not a clear chiyuv. There's no chiyuv simcha on Rosh Hashanah. No chiyuv shlomim on Rosh Hashanah.
Basuma
and the Ukraine wrestlers.
Yeah.
But I guess there's an emphasis on, like, Imbala. She should be with her husband.
Right. So to
separate them, it sounds like it's a problem for the Rashi.
Right. So Tosa says that the Bashan the more, the more says in Kedusha that the Ikri of Simcha is on the husband, not on the wife. So the husband's mukhiv to take the wife along because there's a chiv, he's mukhiv to Misameach or on Yom Tov. So, well, it depends what it is. If the chiv is Big Nisivonim, so why do you have to take her along to do Big Nisivonim? If the chiv is Shalmei Simcha, that's our more Gemara's mashal, the chiv of Shalmei Simcha for the wife. The big chiv is on the husband still. You're right, but there's a chiv that have to be whatever it is. So, Tosha's understanding that we're not for that, being separate would not be a problem of Simcha. Rashi does not sound like that. You're right. Conway, I looked the email of Mechai, but he throws Parabai. She's Mechiv to be in Yerushalayim, Dit Shalmei Simcha, but he's not Mechiv to present himself in the base of Mikdash. Adi Gomel. So she said, I'm staying home at the Sefer Chavdal Chodesh until 24 months. Ketinak Yarnik, that's how long a child used to nurse. And we shan reshino who yachol lirka vaksevah shalaviv kedalalis mirshalayim laharabayis. He's a year old already. He can ride on his father's shoulders. Mikolshken mishila the mishkan. I guess the distance from Shila to the Mishkan and Shila was even less challenging than going up to Harabayis. I was in a katan figure of the divrei Veshamai, similar divrei Veshneim. It's on the gate. It's called a lame shell. There's no chiyuv chinul to arminon. Any emechad chinul lekatan sheyachol lechos lebalalas piragla mirushalayim. He can go up on his own feet. Well, if he's lame, he can't do that. So obviously, according to Basil, that shell is not in the gate. There's any yachol. Aval beshamay demechayv lechan chem sheyachol lirkav katan. Yachol lirkav, but he can ride. So what about a katan chigur? Yachol lirkav alksev shalom. He can ride his father's shoulders. But some of yachol lechos a besilu maot sar chinuch choyloi. Is a chiyuv chinuch that situation or not? See the case of shen yachol is pashet shen sifel is pashet alom. He's never going to get better. So what's the shaila? So if a gadol is part of that situation, cut me boy. Aloi ein chinuch katan el kadele hargi an higoy she is soruch. Acherman Hugger, we get him accustomed. They should be. He then should cling to that which he's used to doing. Look at Shayyad when he gets older. Kim says that Potter. Look at Shayyad. Lomali Chinuch Shabbat. You mean Mechayim and Mechanuch? Maybe Taki Mechayim when he gets older. Shayyad is Mateya. Cut him Shayyad. He'll get better before he becomes an adult. Is he Chayyab or not?
That's before he becomes a gadol. But what if he's going to, you know, get healed when he's, you know, 17 years old?
It's interesting, because when he turns a gadol, he's not going to be chayv in that. So Pasha, there will not be a chayv chinuch, Rashi said. Because later on when he's a gadol, he will become chayv. So but right now, when the process is preparing him for the godless, and when he becomes a gadol, he's going to be potter. Beishamay Umrim. Ramosha has interesting that Ramosha's tshuva is what's that topic we're discussing, the pshat and the two pshatim over there in this by Chiyuv Chinuch. He's discussing the question of co-ed schools, because there's a chiyuv when you're an adult, there's a chiyuv lizrachik min anoshim. He says you can't have a co-ed school for children which are gadol. That's over the issue of the Shulchan Aruch of lizrachik min anoshim. Can you have a co-ed elementary school? Is there a chiyuv? But why? Because they have a yetzirah. They don't have a yetzirah when they're a katan. So a gadol with this type of situation will not be chayiv. But by the time he becomes a gadol, he will have that problem. So here's like the opposite, right? So you know, it's the opposite case of the Shulchan Aruch case over there. It says if you hold the whole purpose of the prayer for adulthood, so that you can't have a co-ed school. Behold him, you deal with him as if he's a gadol right now. Right now, he's a gadol without a yetzer hara, so there's no problem having a co-ed school.
Well, it'd still be
because the Argadolim with no Yetzar, which were mutter. The Mora says that's the more of the Ksubis that he took the cow on his shoulders because he knew that he was vadid, that he dealt with her like she's a piece of wood. So you see, a god with no Yetzar is talk of mutter, doesn't have a chiyuv yisrach.
Wasn't that also because he was a gadol? In other words, let's say you take someone who say. Who's got homosexual tendencies? Do you think there's no?
I don't know. I'm saying, but his point was, if you'd have a gadol, which would have the same attitude towards women as a 5-year-old kid, right? Would have the same tchunas and nefesh, natural tendency as a 5-year-old kid. He wouldn't have a chiyuv lisrachim in a nosh. He said, but the Mishabura passes the Iker Chiyuv is to be margold them when they become a gadol. So it means, according to the Mishabura, it's also to have a kohen school. That's what Moshe's true. Ravadi has the exact same shuvah. Ravadi Yosef. And the shadow was, you have a situation where it's a doichik, it's out of town, so you know, how can you be maker? You know. He says, so Moshe says, the Chiyuv Chinuch generally more starts, it says it starts at the age of 5 or 6, more usually said. So up to 5 or 6 you can have co-ed classes. That's why some schools they mix the kids for kindergarten and nursery. But the Chiyuv Chinuch starts at 6, you have to have separate classes. That's the Rosh Hashuvah. That's where the Shuvah is. You know, where's Rosh Hashuvah talk about the Pshat in the Machloikas over there in Hilchos Lulav? You wouldn't guess it's in the Shuvah about in your day about co-ed schools. Ishamar Mer Hariyah Shtei Kasev. Tanur Rabbanan. So the Mishnah said that Beishame said that you present a chiyuv to bring a korban erlus riyah and a chiyuv of a korban chagiga, which is a shlama. Chazal put a minimum amount. Tosfos points out this is the Rabbanan, and you have to spend a certain amount of money on these korbanos. So Beishame said that they set up the korban erlus riyah had a cost. A korban chagiga had a cost of 1 more kesef, and a korban riya had a cost at least twice as much, 2.
I understand. I mean, if it's a idea of chashivas, I would think. But why is it the same?
Why is it the same?
Yeah, for the 2 korbanos.
Let's see. Why? Sharia oila kula l'gavoya. Korban riya is an oila which is kula l'gavoya, and that's more kosher. Mashen gemecha giga, which doesn't part of it is eaten by people. It doesn't have the same chashivas. Number one. V'oi matzino ba'atzeris shariba behen akasav ba'oilus yosemi b'shlamim. You find in the Yom Tov of Atzeris that there are more oilus than there are shlamim. So you have the now most people tell me there's no shlomim at all, but on Tzeres there's the din of the zivchei shalmi tzibur. You bring with the shale left them. You bring 2 shlomim, and you bring 7 tvasim and the por and 2 porim and an oil as an oiler. So you bring 10 oilers and 2 shlomim. So you see, the Torah was mechayev you more on the oilers side than on the shlomim side.
So, let's say you go above the minimum amount. Is it always the case then that you know you have to have
so.
It more expensive?
I don't think so.
So you can ask the question. Okay, so. So again, why can't they be the same?
I don't think the
No, but
at least mitzad the chiyuv Chazal said we're mechayev you to understand the chashivas of an erla. Is you can't minimize the significance of an erla down to the level of a chagig. B'shul Amram Hariya more kesef, chagiga shtei kesef, the opposite. A shechagiga yesh lifnei hadibur mashen ken v'riya. That the Korban Chagiga was brought actually even before Matan Torah, and the Korban Erlus Re'iya was only first introduced after Matan Torah. Void Metzina b'Nesiim Shiva ben Akasa b'Shlamim Yosef b'Erlus by the Nesiim by the Chanukas of Mizbeach in Parshas Nosoi, they brought a lot more Shlamim than they brought Erlus. right? Each day they brought two Purim and five Elim and five Kvasim and five Atudim as Shlomim, so 17 of those. And they brought one each of the oilus of the poor and aisle and a kevis and an ace. So it was 3 against 17. Morris says, okay. Ubeis Hillel, my time aloy amri kebeis Shammai. So each one has, you know, support in both directions. So why did Beis Hillel feel his ideas are better than Beis Shammai's? So he says like this: the Kamarta, that which is a Ria Difa, the Oila Kula Lagvoya, it goes totally up to as a Korban. You know, it's one way of looking at it, but I don't know. Chagiga Difa, the East Beis Teachilus, it's a Korban which impacts both levels. Maybe that's a more choshev of a thing. So that's not going to be a defining element. Because Gemara Nelev Miatzeres, you see, but in the Torah by Yom Tov over there was more earless than Shlomim. Done in Korban Yochid, Korban Sibur. But then a Siyah, which was an individual person's Korban, and that's a Korban of the Sibur. So maybe by individuals we deal with it a different way. Okay, that's Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai, my time alone, can Beis Hillel. He says the Kamarta Chagiga Difa the Yeshel the Tzad Dibur. You had Korban Chagiga before the Dibur, before Matan Torah. Well, Riya Nami Yeshel the Tzad Dibur. There was a Korban Eilus Riya beforehand also. We'll see about what more. We'll come back to that. What that's about. With the Kamarta Nelev Minasiim. So no, don and dover noig ludaris, me dover noig ludaris, when dover ben don and dover noig ludaris, me dover shen noig ludaris. If I could learn from something which is an ongoing mitzvah, like the atzeres, which took place every year, as opposed to something which is a one-time thing, that's not going to be a defining way how to learn it. Okay, let's hold it here.